Welcome to Pen Positive Out Class. This is Vinod Narayan. Thanks for tuning in. Yesterday, I had gone to watch a concert. I think I mentioned about it in the last episode. So, this was a concert where... And I want to talk about the concert. Let me go in there. So, why I wanted to talk about the concert is because I think there's something very interesting about this concert that I want to talk to. So, it's a band called Agam. Agam the band. It's a band based out of Bangalore, and they had been doing a US tour and they had come over here, and something interesting that I wanted to talk about them. Let's go there. So the Agam band, I've heard first, I think a few years back, when the main lead vocal, Harish Shivaramakrishnan, I think I saw a clip of his music somewhere on YouTube, and that's when I first heard him, and I kind of liked he used to sing melodious Malayalam songs in his own style, and Agam was more of the classical music, bringing that classical music with some metal instruments, and together they create a different kind of music experience. So even last week I went for a concert, Raghu Dixit project, but listening to that, maybe you might think that I'm a big music enthusiast or something like that. I like music. I'm not saying I don't like, but I don't understand music like I go to these places to experience it, and it's not that I go anywhere and everywhere to listen to music. So because I've seen some people who it doesn't matter what music, but if there is music, that is the first priority that comes into their life. Even if they don't know how to sing or they don't know anything about music, music is as an integral part of their life. For me, I think the only time I really listen to music on a daily basis, yes, daily I keep music on. It's not when I drive, but before I go to sleep. And I've got a playlist that I run, and this is not just music, it's got Malayalam, it's English, it's got Malayalam poems and ghazals and all those things together. It's a mix of things that I kind of like to listen, and that's a good way for me to slip into sleep. So that's my only interaction with music. I have never tried to play any instrument. My parents tried to teach me, I think, singing once, and then I start singing. The other people who come to learn singing there would laugh because I absolutely had no clue of how to sing. And I think that was the main reason I stopped singing at that point of time and did not move forward. Then I think when was it? So instruments, that was the same thing about instruments. So let me come back to the to the Agam band. That's what I wanted to talk about. So I had listened to Harish singing. I had listened to Agam band YouTube videos. And I always wanted to listen to them live. In 2018 or 2019, they had come over here, but I couldn't go there. As I said, you know, just because there is a band playing in the town, I don't go there. I mean, that's I'm not that passionate about music. But then once I go, there's not even one single concert that I've gone and I did not like. So there's always that inertia. I'd rather do something else rather than go to the concert kind of stuff. So last week, apparently, Raghu was here, and then Usha knows Raghu. We went there. And then yesterday, Harish was here, and I have also communicated with Harish online, and I met with him last time when he came with a different troupe. So I said I wanted to definitely listen to this concept of classical Carnatic music linked with Western music and how that performance is. And it's very interesting. There might be people out there who might think that Carnatic, there is a way in which Carnatic music should be sung. But I think that's how the culture has been, where Carnatic music was only people who could understand music could really enjoy Carnatic music. And I absolutely don't understand music. But I remember there was a time when I asked my cousin, I asked him, See, I wanted to listen to some Carnatic music. What do you suggest? And he said, see, you can have Balamurli Krishna, you can listen to all those songs, but I would suggest Maharajapuram Santanam. And he said, so he bought me a CD back then. And then he said, you know, this is one voice that you will never hear again. Because when he introduced me to Maharajapuram Santanam's music, he had said that Maharajapuram Santanam was no more. So he died in an accident, if I'm correct. So that is where I actually started listening to classical Carnatic music. In like, you on the music, you put on the CD, and then you sit there and listen to the music. That's when I really started having an interest towards Carnatic music, because I never thought, my problem was that I always thought I will never like Carnatic music because I don't know about it. And I thought, and maybe my experience of trying to learn Carnatic music ended up in such a shame that I was not, I was laughed at by people who came over there, other students. So I thought maybe even I cannot sing or understand Carnatic means that I cannot enjoy it also. So then I changed that over a period of time. I remember I listened to Carnatic music. Even though I don't know, I just like it playing. I like how it feels. Not just Carnatic music, Hindustani music and anything. There was a time when I never used to like rap music, but then now even rap music I like. I don't care what kind of music it is and how it is sung. I just enjoy when it is music. I mean, but again, as I said, it's not the top priority item for me at any point of time. So this was interesting, where Harish and his team and the band, Agam Band, made us experience Carnatic music like what I've not experienced before. The typical kacheri model, if you understand what I say, kacheri model, where you have it's a very, very different way of different experience and audience and everything. Here it's more, it's classical music, but then there is there's guitar, and there's a crowd, very energetic crowd. It's a different experience. So as we speak, I think they're going to have programs in Phoenix and also Seattle, I believe, in the next few days. So it was a good experience, and I was reminded when I was listening to it is that I read somewhere a few years back that, see, what we will remember throughout our life are experiences that we shared with other people. Now, this might be places that we traveled together. This might be concerts that we attended. This might be events that we attended. So I even listened to my kids talking about some trip that we made, or some concert that we went to, or some event that we went to. We might buy many things in our life, but none of those things really, they don't stay long with us. We don't remember that for long. But I think memories of this sort, maybe because I'm also talking about it, and many times in the future, this particular concert will come to my mind, just like any other concert that I watched. Even now I talk about, I have spoken about listening to Yeshuda's live first time in Calicut Beach. I think that was part of Malabar Mahotsavam, but I think he came over there, he sang, and it was mind-boggling. I also remember listening to T.M. Krishna again in Calicut Beach. I even now remember listening to Pankaj Udas when he came and sang in Calicut, and I was in the audience, and he sang Aaiye Barishon Ka Mausam Hai, and then it started raining outside. So for those who don't understand Hindi, the song means that it is a time for the rain to come, and it rained outside. So it was a good evening. This was on Friday. So I'll see you all tomorrow with something else. I don't know what. You guys take care. I'll see you all tomorrow. Thanks.